Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, with me as always, as it seems to be always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm feeling sleek, aerodynamic. I shaved.
Oh, you're sleek and aerodynamic? Oh, that's good, because I hope that someone straps you to the top of their fucking car and just really tests your fucking adjectives tonight. I want to see somebody just fucking stop short and have you go through some kind of a fucking structure for thinking that out. You thought that out. Admit that. Admit that you picked sleek and aerodynamic.
I did when I was shaving.
Oh, like, Christ.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I might be able to. I got to get my fucking shoes off. I never do the fucking show while wearing shoes. Brown, my brown fucking New Balance. I don't know why I'm walking around the house with shoes. I usually do the Asian thing and just take off my fucking shoes when I walk in.
Me too.
And but today I'm proud to be an American, I guess, because I'm tracking dirt, shit, and and someone's goddamn gum around the fucking house. I stepped in somebody's fucking shit ass goddamn gum.
When are they gonna get rid of gum? Like altogether.
I don't know.
What? They need to just get rid of it. Because all gum seems to be is just like people like being rude. It's like, oh, look at this. I could be rude by putting my gum in the middle of the water fountain. It's not going to go down a drain.
Have you ever been to Great Adventure, Six Flags Great Adventure in South Jersey, Exit 7?
And then you, yes, I have.
There was a ride, and I don't know if this is like a famous thing with that area or whatever. There was a ride where, like, during the wait, you would coil around with this huge line, but there would be a tree you'd go around, and everybody would put their fucking gum on it. And from a distance, it almost looked like Christmas lights, like the different, the blue of the fucking Winter Fresh, the red Cinnaburst, like all different colors.
I remember this.
And then you would get close to it, and it's just like, oh, this is just a bunch of fucking people's gum. And you could tell where, like, arm's length stopped, because, like, that was, there was a definite line of there's no more fucking decoration on this tree. It's fucking vile and disgusting. And I don't know, like, I mean, I have no problem with people chewing gum. You could fucking snap your gum as you fucking talk to me. I really don't give a shit. But, yeah, when I see it on the floor, underneath, if I feel it underneath the fucking table, like, this isn't Dennis the Menace. That's not like a fucking rebellious thing to do. You're just a fucking animal. You're a fucking disgusting piece of shit.
Do you remember your bleachers in high school?
Ours didn't have an underneath. They fucking engineers solved that problem by getting rid of the underneath. It just kind of pulled out, and there was a fucking kick plate on every seat.
No, see, you know the kind I'm talking about, though.
Like, well, you're talking about, like, the bleachers by, oh, you mean, like, outside, metal
shits. Indoor bleachers, the wooden bleachers, they'd pull out, and it would just be, like, these you know, this metal, like, slinky, basically, underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could walk underneath the bleachers, and, like, when you were a little kid and you'd, like, go to something at your school, you'd be, like, running underneath the bleachers. Mm-hmm. It was the nastiest sight to behold. Looked up.
Of course. It's like Carlsbad Caverns, except it's just fucking Juicy Fruit from 1987.
Mm-hmm.
From some dude named with the nickname fucking Pee-wee or Flounder or something. Just some terrible fucking nickname.
Tex.
Yeah.
Guy's name is Tex in New Jersey for somehow.
Exactly. Fuck, man. It's fucking hideous. And nobody wants to clean it up. Like, nobody ever does. Like,
what are you going to do? Like, pick it up?
Scrape it up! Scrape it off of the fucking floor when you see it. At a goddamn business or at a place. If you work there and you're in charge of maintenance and fucking cleaning, get the ice scraper out. Scrape that shit up. Just turns into a permanent black circle. I don't know.
Yep, it does.
It's all it ever becomes.
I worked at a video game store. Like, it was never, no one ever really did it inside.
Yeah.
But outside, like, within three steps of the front door, I would track in gum, and the only gum we got inside was from my shoe that I didn't realize outside that some asshole spat on the ground.
You were in charge of gum at the game store?
No. I tracked it in once and I cleaned it up, but
I gotcha.
That's about all that was inside. Outside, I'm like, dude, I'll just pour dirt on it and stamp it into the ground.
I mean, look, it's definitely fun to spit the gum and try and slap it out of your mouth to try and hit it against
Kurt
the Hennig wall.
Style.
Yeah, Mr. Perfect, the gum Kurt spit Hennig. Thing.
Everybody did that.
It's very fun to do that, but, you know, there are consequences. You'll get it in your goddamn New Balances and your fucking day will be ruined. And you know what? Today, that wasn't enough to ruin my day. I had a pretty goddamn decent day. And I'm, of course, talking about the time spent outside of work. If I ever have a good day,
it's not at work.
It's usually attributed to stuff that went on outside of work. And usually that's fucking limited to walking from the parking lot to the goddamn
to
office.
Your car.
Unfortunately, because I don't really get a chance to do too fucking much. But today I noticed that a definite sign of spring, which is bizarre because we didn't have winter. Definite sign of spring. Stepping out of the car.
We didn't have winter
in October.
On Halloween. Yeah, we had winter.
That's the only time we had winter. And you know, we might be.
It wasn't even winter. It was like Armageddon. Winter for 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, the Mageddon suffix on every word. If a fucking ice cream truck fucking exploded, it'd be ice cream Mageddon.
That sounds awesome.
It does That'd sound fucking amazing. That would be Arnold Schwarzenegger and fucking Sylvester Stallone dueling fucking good humor men. They kill Mexican people wearing olive drab jumpsuits.
Ice cream truck. Steps for no one.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Okay. Yeah, so I got out of the car, and the first sign of spring to me is when you smell that parking lot mulch. That freshly put down, you know, welcome to America, this is your job, spread this shit all over the fucking parking lots of every office complex. That smell fucking... Just I don't know what it is, but it makes me happy, and it shouldn't.
You honestly like that smell?
I really fucking love that smell.
Wow,
I really do.
You and Shawnee Murphy would definitely be at odds on that because I don't know if you've ever heard of the diner, the Pompton Queen. In northern New Jersey.
No, look, Steve. Just because I'm from New Jersey doesn't mean that I'm going to be aware of every fucking diner. I mean, that's a common misconception with people from New Jersey. Oh, you guys got diners. You know every day. Do you know the Marlton Diner? You ever been there? Well, it happens that I have been there. Okay? Try the fucking salmon salad. The salmon Greek salad, you son of a bitch. And stay away from the fucking freak show hostess with the goddamn copper tone fucking makeup and the knot pants and the zebra shirt. Fucking mess.
Greek fashion, man. Greek fashion.
Yeah. So
anyway,
what about your fucking diner?
There was behind them a landscaping company that got a fresh. It must have been like 4 or 5 tons of mulch.
Ooh,
and it was there for like 2.5 years until they sold it.
Oh, well, I don't know. It just rots after a certain point, right?
Yeah, that's why whenever you see mulch, it's constantly steaming, like. 3 years on, a pile of mulch will be steaming because it's all the bacteria inside, like creating heat.
Yeah.
So like, it's hot inside.
I fucking love it though. I don't know what it is. Something about that smell just fucking really just makes me feel alive. Like it tells me winter's over, and I get out there and I smell it, and it's a nice smell. I don't know what I associate it with. Maybe
did
I was.
You have to put it out as a kid? Did you have to mulch your yard as a kid?
No, but I shouldn't have any happy associations with it. I used to work at a fucking Frank's Nursery. I worked at Frank's Nursery. Okay,
I was going to say maybe it was a pleasant Frank's memory.
And they sold mulch there, so we'd get the shipments in, and I would smell it there. But I remember liking the smell then too. Like by all rights, I really shouldn't have a positive memory of this. I mean, it's the same day that mulch was fucking delivered is that the dehydrated cow shit that they kept outside was delivered, which would mean that the first rain, I'm now slathered in fucking cow shit, and I can't take the dollar this fucking blue-haired cunt's trying to get me for putting in their fucking all blue fabric.
I would have taken the dollar.
Station wagon. But I'd lose my job!
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. Like, did you give a shit in your high school jobs? Did you ever give a fuck about getting fired? Was it ever, like, a big
thing?
You know
what? I actually had a pretty cool high school job until I went to college, and that was the only reason I left.
Donating sperm?
College.
Was that your job?
It was great. It was awesome. Now
I was doing that anyway.
I worked at a marketing place.
I was doing it anyway, but my plastic cup was the corner of my comforter. That's all I ever. It was real. It was obvious that that's what it was at a certain point, and the comforter had to be thrown out because I didn't wash my sheets because I was a fucking scumbag. I'm sorry. What was your great high school job, Steve? Let's go.
No, it wasn't great. It was right down the street from my high school. I had a ninth period study. I left, my senior year. I worked there a year and half, a year and a half, I guess, because into the summer. And it was like five people, and I got like good money in high school. I was making, like $11 an hour or something in high school.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's pretty damn good for high school.
That was 97. So, and everybody was nice. I didn't want to like fuck up there, there wasn't anything like that. Like taking a dollar, you lose your job. No one ever like threatened, you're going to lose your job stuffing envelopes and doing random shit on the computers and fixing the computers. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it was cool.
I worked at Frank's, and we were told not to take tips, and they would set you up occasionally. Like some dude comes back with a crispy 10, and he's like, thanks for carrying out that bag of topsoil. Here you go. This is for you. And right as he extends it, the manager comes out, and I'm looking at him like, I cannot accept tips. Like I had seven crumpled up.
They would set up the scenario like to try to punk you.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I already had like seven crumpled up ones in my pocket that I accepted. But this crispy 10, this guy's handing to me. I'm like, fuck. Is it work? Actually, that might be an hour and a half of work. I don't know. It's a shitty job. Fuck it. And she comes out, she goes, I know it's a bad policy, isn't it? And then she walked back in with me. Like the only reason she came out was to see if I would take this fucking tip. Just a shitty, horrible, wow, fucking terrible job. And you know what? For some reason, I had this fear like, oh, what if I lost it? Like, I lived with my parents. I did up until I was 30, as a matter of goddamn fact. To technicality, I owned a house at 29, though. I'm just very lazy with renovations. Let me just say this.
Go back and check the former
podcast. Let me just say this. I didn't need the fucking job. I could have been fired and just gotten another job somewhere else.
Yeah.
And just said, yeah, my last job didn't work out. Because the difference is with my fucking boss. It just didn't work out. I had problems. I couldn't get there. You could just lie because there was no internet. There was nothing. Yeah. Like, they'd have to take your word for it. You could put your friend's number down and they would call him and ask what kind of an employee you were.
Mark Fragan.
There were just no fucking avenues to get information. So this weekend we went to a shopping establishment called Kohl's. Are you familiar with Kohl's, Stephen Larper?
I buy my sneakers at Kohl's. They have Asics, cheap. So,
well, yeah, that's fine. They also have a pricing scheme that is fucking insane for the shit that they sell. They raise the prices up like 25%. And
so
then,
you buy a credit card.
every week they give like a, I don't know, 30 to 15 or fucking 20 mystery discount off that you get at the register. It's like, oh, 30% off your purchase. Meanwhile, the prices are marked up 35%. So, Amanda loves this store because she can work every couponer angle that there fucking there is.
They all stack, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You got her calls.
And the person before us was trying to do some shit. I don't even know what the fuck they were trying to pull off. And they were talking, and it was like a young cashier. He's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I have to check with my manager. And this fucking this woman who looks like she's lived a tough life comes over. She's the manager of the Kohl's. And they say, well, there's a blah, blah, blah. They go back and forth. She agrees to do it, but ends it off with, I need to enter this manually because I don't want to lose my job. And I'm thinking, like, holy shit. You know, I totally see your point. Like, this is how she earns her money. But that kid in front of you does not give a fuck if she loses her job. Like, you're working the same job that some kid just fucking deems disposable. Like, you can just go and work anywhere. But this is your career. I'm thinking, like, yeah, now, and I look back, that job that where I spent the better part of 6 hours throwing the fucking autumn pumpkins at the bank next to us and crashing the fucking forklift. That job was somebody's career. Like, I worked with older people.
Crashing the forklift.
That was their fucking job. And, like, they wanted good reviews. They wanted their manager to like them. Like, I couldn't give a fuck less. And somehow they found themselves in this position where this is what they do. And their name rides on it. It's just fucking, it's insane to me. I don't know.
I don't think I would ever do that at any job. Like, I wouldn't want to have to worry about that. I'd rather just have everybody respect everybody. That's why I said my first job was awesome. It's just like everybody got their job done. There wasn't like that shitty person. You know, there's always shitty people at every job you're at.
Oh, God, like, yes.
Like, just someone that it's just like they got to be a friend who had sex with like the mother of another friend at the job and they got that position just so they don't die.
Or they had a stroke of pure brilliance once, and they're just waiting it out for the second time that happens.
Yeah.
So they don't want to get rid of it.
Or the person is so
blindingly nice that they just can't seem to get rid of him because they make all the necessary cuts by getting rid of the assholes. This guy just misses the cut because everybody who sucks below him is such a fucking miserable cunt that they just get rid of him and he comes away unscathed. I think every place has that to some degree. But it's to me and fuck. I hate talking about people I work with. But I have a couple of interesting, maddeningly infuriating goddamn stories. Steve, you know that I'm a software developer, right?
Yes, I do.
You know that I program, I make software, I make changes to software, and I'm employed.
You're a coder.
And I'm employed to do work, correct? Like, both of those things are right. You could say that I'm a developer, and I'm employed to do work.
I would assume anybody who is employed yes. to do some form of work.
A good, reasonable assumption, Steve. Anybody would make that assumption. Now, I'm not alone. I have other people in my department. Would you say, Steve, that they're also engaged in development? And they're also hired to do work?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, if someone asks me a question, they say, why can't I do this? Why do I have to start over? Or why do I have to merge my changes with this other version of this program? Why do I have to do that? And I say, well, because there's been a change to it. This is an actual conversation. I'm just going to go into the conversation and stop the hypothetical shit. This guy came to me. He's like, yeah, I have to merge my changes. Why do I have to do that? I'm like, well, somebody got their changes in before you. So your changes have to be merged with theirs. Okay, but I mean, could I just like change the version number? No, you have to merge the changes because it's the only way both sets of changes are gonna be in the same program. That's just how it is.
Is it plug and play?
And then the guy gets all like, huffy and puffy and all this shit. And I said, well, what? How much work was done to it? Like, what did you have to do? And the guy just looked at me. He goes, like, makes a fucking gesture. I'm like, well, what was done to it? And the guy says, development work. So now he gives me the question, the answer that you would give to your mom or your wife who had no idea what the fuck you did. Like, oh, what did you do at work? I did a bunch of development. He's telling this to me. I'm asking, what did you do to the fucking program? Development work. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it. So I fucking said to the guy, I'm like, oh, good. So someone did something to it. That answers the fucking question. So
was it
fucking
you?
Maddening. No. No. Someone else made changes, and he had changes that he wanted in. And he couldn't do it because someone did it before him, and he had to make them both work. That's part of the fucking job. And he was huffing and puffing that he had to goddamn do it. And when I tried to sympathize with him to say, you know what? What did you have to do? My response was going to be, well, it's probably not that bad if you had to start over, if it was a little bit, if it was only a few changes, if it was something very easy. If he told me what the fuck it was, I might have been able to give him a better answer.
It's because he did nothing, and they probably wanted him to
development do work.
Like,
easily the worst answer to the fucking to any question ever.
No, but that's like when you try to tell people what to do, and then it's like too hard for them, but they won't say, oh, I don't understand, this is too hard for me. Like, they'll just get mad. They just get mad.
Yeah. Absolutely fucking shitty and terrible. And speaking of shitty and terrible, Steve, our friend, your friend, and new opponent in a certain word-driven iPhone app. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank the Germ Freak has joined us. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
I have a fever, and the only prescription is more Words with Friends.
You're addicted. Are you addicted to Words with Friends? Would you say that?
I'm addicted. I put out a broadcast to about 10 different people to play, and I didn't realize that there were words that I'd never heard of before that I think people are making up in order to win this game. I won't mention any names. Casey Alon.
Wait, you think that she's making up words?
Like, I think she's making up words.
Give me an example of a word that she's making up. This game just doesn't take your word for it, right? I mean, it actually checks you. I've played it, Frank. If you put a word that doesn't exist, it'll say, this is not a word.
All right, this is the word again that Casey Alon put in. Yins. Y-I-N-S.
Okay,
yins.
And you think that's made up?
Have you ever used it in your language right now?
I can define that for you.
Yeah, Steve, why don't you go ahead?
Have you ever heard of yin and yang?
Yeah.
Multiple yins.
Yeah.
The yin of many people. Yins. The yins of the Chinese people. Not the yangs.
Yeah. So now, Frank, you know what you can do? Next game, you can use the word yins. Because you know this now.
Yeah, you're learning.
So this is a way that you're learning words you've never encountered. Now, I don't know. Maybe Casey knew that was a word, or maybe she saw it in another game. But the fact of the matter is, it is a word, and she used it.
Okay. I have others that she utilized that I'd like to bring on to you.
Okay, these are words with friends.
This is words that
Frank,
Casey Alon
that Frank
utilized.
Thinks are just made up. Frank,
Haj. H-A-J.
H-A-J.
That's something Indian. A Haj.
Are we in America or are we in India?
Doesn't matter. If it's an acceptable word in the dictionary.
Did you look up any of these definitions?
Frank? Do you use the word Hajj in your English language?
Frank, do you think you use every word in the English language conversationally? By the way, greasy with three Z's is not a fucking word. Okay.
When you play a game like this, you can't be having words that are obviously foreign. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously what?
Farn.
How do you spell farn?
F-A-R-H-N.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N. Farn.
Oh, you mean foreign?
Whatever.
Say it again.
Farn.
Farn. Okay, so you think that these are words that should not exist.
It doesn't make it any fun because it's like if we're just going to throw up, you know, random. It's like what you could do in this game is you could just mix match letters to see if they make a word and to see if it accepts it.
Yeah, but Frank, it is an English word. That's the thing.
Okay.
in English, Hajj is an alternative spelling of Hajj. H-A-J-J.
Now,
which is a pilgrimage, which is a pilgrimage to Mecca, as Steve is pointing out in the chat.
She also utilized a proper name, Mike, M-I-K-E. Now, I know M-I-C is a word, but Mike is a name. That shouldn't have been accepted.
Mike is an alternate spelling of M-I-C.
Yeah.
M-I-K-E is an alternate spelling of it.
Okay. Well, whatever.
A code word representing the letter M used in radio communication. Definition 2, a microphone. Did you even look at any of these? Did you try to look any of them up? Like, or did you think that she actually has hacking skills that she
looks like it's not in the Bible?
She can break the dictionary file and put words in that
I
want to
give you the final score between myself and Case Yolan. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the final score.
This is the final score between myself and Case Yolan.
Sure.
It is hold on a second here. I apologize. Christ.
Come on.
Casey, 941.
428, Casey Alon, 239 by me.
You got destroyed.
I got massacred.
What was the biggest word you did that wasn't just an extension of another word?
Counts, C-O-U-N-T-S, maybe.
Interesting. One of the first words they teach you at 4 years old on Sesame Street.
When you're learning to count.
Well, I also, this was impressive, and tell me it's a diploma.
You came up with diploma?
Diploma and prongs.
Mm. Those are, good.
Are you impressed with diploma, yes or no?
Give
me at least a little bit. Are you mildly impressed with diploma?
That's good. That's pretty
all right,
good.
Can I read a score for you?
Oh, yeah. And I played with Stephen LARPer. He kicked my ass, too.
Steve the LARPer, 389. Right,
this is what Stephen LARPer utilized. He utilized
Term
the
freak.
Word shit. Okay, come on. You know that's slang. You know it's slang.
It's in the dictionary. It doesn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Give a shit. It's slang.
But you don't give a what? Stop using slang. Please speak professionally. Jesus Christ.
I don't give a hoot, nanny.
Frank, what's our score? How are you doing in this?
We didn't finish the game yet, did we?
But we're in progress right now.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm up 20 points on you. And there's 42 letters left. Your big word is sugary.
That was pretty impressive.
Sugary.
Would you admit that?
Yeah, that was okay. Frank, you set me up for a lot of triple words and triple letters. Like, you set me up for these.
See, that's what I was going
to
say.
Here's the strategy with words with friends. You may see, oh, shit, I could put this word here, and it's a long word, and I can get it. But guess what? They can use an S and now get the triple word and fuck you.
The trick is to put short words in there? Is that the trick?
The trick is to not set them up for huge fucking scores. Get as big a score.
Maximize your own score.
Get as big a score as you can without letting them get a huge, easy score. Make them work for the fucking points.
Jump all over the triple tiles and stuff because they can't use them. If they even build off a word that was a triple,
I fucked up one of my early games with a friend of mine named Mike, who is not short for microphone. So don't challenge his parents for fucking naming him Mike. It's a microphone. Different things, same letters. I wanted to trade letters in because I had all I's except for one letter. So I wanted to get rid of four I's. And I ended up getting rid of all but four I's on accident. So I still I fucking wasted a turn, and I still had way too many fucking letter I's and completely lost that fucking game. Never again. Never again. And I also thought it might play into my hand to pass a lot, to make them set me up. Why don't you guys set me up, huh? Oh, shit. Another tip, by the way, in case you're wondering, learn the words with Q that don't have U. Learn those.
Like QI. QI.
QI and QIS.
QIS.
And QAT and QAS. You gotta know these fucking words. Because I'm telling you, you'll have an opportunity to throw that Q on a fucking triple letter. And you'll fucking destroy him.
You know what?
Shit right on their face.
I'm looking at a game I have right now where I triple lettered QI and QI in two different directions on the triple letter.
That's pretty good. It's pretty goddamn good.
Now, do you know what QI means, Ken?
No, I don't know what it means. I know it's a word. See, this is don't fucking tell me I have to tell you what it means, because Frank, when you play Scrabble, there's a list of acceptable two letter words, and everybody who uses them doesn't know the fucking definitions. And if you tell Frank, you do, you're full of shit.
You like to use words you don't know the meaning of. That's real intelligent, my friend.
Yeah, but you know why? Because they get you fucking points. If you know they're a word, you don't have to know what the fuck they mean.
Now, this is essentially Scrabble. This is Scrabble. So
it's,
how does
it's Scrabble
get away with taking Scrabble from...
Well, here's the thing. There's a Scrabble app which is just as good, probably better, because it has a built-in dictionary where you could search for words. But for some reason, people just fucking flock to this. Like, the original Scrabble. Like, if you go ask anybody, hey, I heard a lot about this Words with Friends. What is it? They're like, fucking Scrabble. Like, oh, okay, I'll play it. Meanwhile, there's a free Scrabble app that they could use, which is actually better, but nobody wants to play it. It's fucking, it's baffling. I don't know why.
I don't know if it's better.
It is better. First of all, it has a built-in dictionary, and it has a cheat sheet that shows you the two-letter words.
Now, I have this...
Yes. I'm playing my mom in Words with Friends.
Well,
now,
speaking of
at
your
this
mother...
Point, I'm sorry, what was that?
Speaking of your mama, I wanted to say that I accidentally clicked her name instead of your name, so I may be playing against her. I hope you don't mind.
That's okay. I saw that you wished her a happy birthday.
That's pretty nice of me, right?
It's a little creepy, actually.
Is it really?
Are you trying to be friends with my mom? Trying to cut my dad out of the picture? What are you trying to do?
She said happy birthday to me on my... See, I remember the people who say happy birthday to me, so she said happy birthday to me, so I have to respond.
You trying to stick it to my mom? You fucking bald bastard.
Have you ever even met his mom?
Yes, I have. She's a very wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've met. He hit it off real nice. He's got plans if Donald decides to wake up.
She's got a good sense of humor. She's...
All right, easy there, buddy.
I apologize.
All right, put it away.
No, Ken, let me ask you. You really seriously think that was creepy, me saying happy birthday to your mother?
Let me ask you this. Have I ever... Do I even have Donna as a friend on Facebook? I don't even know, Frank.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Your
have I ever
wished...
Have
me
I,
happy birthday on my birthday, so I return the favor.
Have I ever wished Donna a happy anything? Probably not.
You know what?
There you go.
Whatever. I can't believe I hope to God you're not being serious here.
All right, look, I'm not the one trying to interlope on your family. I'm not trying to cut in and become new daddy.
I said happy birthday like about a couple other dozen people said. What's the big stink?
Why do you take notice of this? Why does it, Steve, if somebody writes happy birthday to you, does that fucking affect your life? Does that change you? If they write happy birthday on a Facebook wall to you?
No, because I understand that Facebook makes it incredibly easy to remember everybody's birthday.
It does. It's right there on the right hand side.
It's effortless.
Really?
I prefer to not pretend I've gone through some fucking major life change and I'm all of a sudden remembering everybody's goddamn birthday.
What I never
I continue my trend of being indifferent and unaware of all of your days of your birth.
What I never accept is when they ask me to put my birthday on their calendar. I don't accept those. I don't know what the point of that is.
People ask you to put your birthday on their calendar?
I get these requests to be put on people's calendars for their birthdays of some sort. I don't even know what it's about.
I don't know what the fuck. What are you talking about? Like
on Facebook, you get sent these
people.
These,
explain it. People want your birthday on their calendar.
It's a request so they can put my birthday on their calendar.
That's
why
would they do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna send your mother a little message saying that that you gave me a problem that I said happy birthday to you.
Ew, I'm sorry, what?
I'm gonna send your mother a DM.
Don't fucking message my mom. The fuck are you doing private messaging my mom?
I'm gonna say your son gave me a hard time because he thinks that.
First of all, why are you friends with my mom? I'm not friends with your mom.
She requested me.
Is your mom on Facebook?
Yes, she is.
I'm gonna put the fucking moves on your mom right now. See if she wants to go to Rita's and get a water ice.
Oh, by the way, everything was free today.
That's why I would take her there. Don't have to spend a dime. Make some time with the woman. You know what I'm saying?
The Rita's in my town was like popping before.
Oh my god!
Because
it's free today. First day of spring.
Yeah, yeah. I like to go there and when it's free only, and I never pay for fucking Rita's. Never.
How often do they do this free thing? I never heard about that.
Twice a year.
First day of spring.
Isn't it twice a year? Maybe first day of summer, first day of spring.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't been 4 years.
I had a goddamn Shamrock Shake on the weekend.
So
they're awful.
They're miserable. They're miserable.
They're not
exactly.
even Shamrock. They're McCafe shakes.
Okay. Every shake is a McCafe shake, isn't it?
Is it? I have no idea. I never go to McDonald's.
Well, the worst is they don't mix them anymore. Like, you see the fucking swirls of the dye. You see that little fucking just chemical swirls in the white
green streak.
In the white frozen yogurt batter they throw in the fucking machine. Just terrible liquid. It's like, it's the color of bad khaki pants before they put it in, and it comes out frosty white. The fuck is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's absolutely hideous. Speaking of the Shamrock Shake, Frank, I'd like to wish you a belated happy St. Patrick's Day.
I don't give a fuck about that. Why are you even saying that?
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, Frank.
You know what's even more disturbing gets me back such on the back of my neck when I say Saint Happy Saint Paddy's.
Oh, you hate that?
P-A-D-D-Y.
You hate that? What's worse?
P-A-D-D-Y is the proper.
But what's
way to do
shut
it,
the
P-A-D-D-Y.
Fuck up, Steve. You're one of those assholes that would say slanche to people, aren't you? You fuck. Just raise a glass and fucking and tap it into somebody's fucking shitty green beer and say slanche.
No, I actually got people pissed off at me because I said I was wearing orange. Because my Irish relatives are Protestant, not Catholic.
Yeah,
because like the green is the Catholic, the white is the peace between them, and the orange of the flag is for the Protestants. So I'm like, not Catholic. You know, well, I'm not Catholic or Protestant, but my ancestors were Protestant. I'm wearing orange. I got an orange hoodie. I wear it every day.
Frank, were you going to say something?
Yeah, it's been three weeks. How's that Photoshop thing coming along? I'm looking forward.
It's funny. Steve actually mentioned that he had been working on it. Steve, how much work do you have left?
First of all, let me preface by saying what he has to do. And I think it would be actually a very quick Photoshop to do. Isn't that correct, Steven?
Yeah, I don't have.
Well, what is it that you want it done?
All I want to do is replace my face on somebody else's. That's it. Wouldn't that be that pretty easy?
You just want to pop your face on somebody else. Does it have to look perfect?
It's an old lady.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It would be better if it wasn't even perfect.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick fix, isn't it?
So, Steve, you said you started working on it.
Yep.
Like, what does that even mean? Like, there's no, like, half step to it. You just take his face and you put it on.
Yeah. Well, Frank showed me the picture.
Okay.
It's a 420 by 386 size picture.
Okay.
So first of all, there's like nothing, and the one that Frank sent, I think, was even smaller.
Yeah.
And the biggest I could find was like 500 pixels wide. And
you
I'm
could
like,
just make the picture bigger then. Make the picture bigger. I don't care.
Enhance it.
Enhance it.
Oh, okay.
Enhance it.
I'll get the NCIS.
Zoom in.
That can read the bolt on a light.
Steve, okay, enough sidestepping the issue. You said you started working on it. What did you get done?
I got the two pictures. I got it lined up, but like the coloration of Frank's head, there's so much contrast.
You just downloaded two pictures and stopped. Am I right? You just have the two. Two source pictures, and you fucking stopped.
You know what?
Took a goddamn smoke break and just never went back to it.
Got it kind of done.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I'm gonna upload and give you guys a link. Give me 40 seconds. I can.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, he's not gonna do it. Frank,
yeah,
just give up on him. And why don't you learn how to do it? I mean, you don't have to rely on people.
I'm not gonna. I mean, just I've never had to use Photoshop in my life. I'm not gonna learn it just to do it one time.
You'll never do it again.
Thinking about it 57 times. In the one time he needs it done.
And I like how you say you have to learn it. You have to learn it. Oh, God damn it. Frank, what do you think about this phrase, real men don't hurt animals? As a cause, a t-shirt slogan, a bumper sticker, what do you think of that phrase?
Real men don't hurt animals? It's a little feminine.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's a little fruity.
Although I don't hurt animals, and I won't eat veal either.
What did you have today?
Today I had a turkey sandwich, and I had for dinner I had a hot dog.
Oh, okay. So you had a turkey sandwich with what? Sliced turkey from like the deli, something like that?
It's fresh turkey, not the cold cut turkey, the fresh turkey.
What do you mean fresh turkey?
you know, when you go to a diner and you get a club sandwich, it's the fresh turkey.
Oh, so you got okay. So some turkey had all of its fucking feathers removed, had its neck cut off, and it was sold to a Greek who fucking stored it for way too long at way too high of a temperature, sliced it over under a red light, put it between two pieces of bread, and then shoved it in your mouth.
Right.
But you don't hurt animals. And it's and you don't eat veal, so because that's tasteless.
Oh, please bear with me for 1 minute.
Steve, I thought that was your phone actually.
No,
last time that happened.
I do not have the old school Pony Express phone going.
God damn it! Fuck, that's terrible that he has that ring, but it suits him because he's ancient, terrible, and old. Oh, fuck! I'm trying to do the diet. I'm trying to stick with it. I was listening to Hate Us Talk last Wednesday. He was doing a live show, and I downloaded it later just to make sure that I heard everything correctly. And he said some pretty hurtful things about my diet. I'm not going to lie. He said that I came up with this diet from because I'm a cheap fuck. He said I'm a cheap fuck, and I got it from a book review. Something. I read the reviews on Amazon and didn't buy the book, and that's what I'm basing my life on right now.
Yeah, I heard that, but
I'll have you know that goat weed,
less of that.
Goat weed, the cheap fuck, stole the book, read it, and said, "I know all I need to know from that description." Excuse me, who was this? Who said that? Who did that? What was that noise?
I'm sorry, I had a belch. I'm sorry.
You were really trying to hold that back, though, right?
I don't have a cough mic on a cough button on here. I'm sorry.
Steve, what did you do it? You actually did it, Frank.
That's what he wanted.
Frank, did you see the link in the chat?
Come on, Steve.
What's wrong with that?
That's awful, for Christ's sake.
I love how free labor isn't good enough. Hey, he's trying.
Come on, you can barely see my face.
I didn't blend it. I didn't
blend. I gotta
color
save
correct
this.
Your face.
This is gonna be posted on the Hear Us Talk Tumblr.
You gotta put more of my face on there.
You have to go to
not a profile, my face.
If you're
head-on shot.
If you're listening to this downloaded, go to the Hear Us Talk Tumblr. It's hearustalk.tumblr.com to see Steve's fucking half-hearted, lackluster effort. Frank wanted the simplest of Photoshop's done.
And I said I didn't want the hair. You asked me if I wanted her hair. I said, no, I just want all me. Just put my head on her.
Oh,
you kept
yeah.
the hair.
And the thing, what I was going to compliment him on is that he actually got the contour of her hair.
No, I'm sure Frank said, I'm going to my messages on Facebook now. Because I'm sure.
Oh, this is fucking pathetic. Steve, this
you
might
asked
be the...
Me, I said, no hair. I says, you said, if I want the hair, I says, no.
That might be the worst shit I've ever seen, ever. By the way, Hate Us Talk, hateustalk.com.
Told you it was a work in progress.
Yeah, he mocked my diet pretty big. Frank, are you going to try this bean diet that I'm doing?
No, I'm not trying any bean diet.
What's wrong with the bean diet? Why do you say
it
like that?
Because you're miserable.
I'm not. I'm actually
you're
enjoying
miserable.
It. I'm enjoying it now. You know
you're
why?
Not enjoying it.
I found out that I could eat peanut butter as long as it was made with nothing but peanuts. So
yeah, you want the oil. The oil's good.
It's like eating. It's like eating fucking liquid chalk. It's the chalkiest fucking peanut butter I've ever eaten, but it does the job. It does the goddamn job. Frank, you should try it for a week and just see what happens to your body. Would you be willing to do that?
I'm not trying.
Let me entice you, Frank. One day out of this week, you can eat anything you want. As much or
I don't have the time. I mean, you know how you make yourself eggs on your underwear every morning? I don't have the time to do that.
You don't have 3 minutes?
I don't have the time,
Frank,
to sit there with
I love your excuses as far as they relate to time and not having any, because you claim you work from the minute you wake up
FYI, I have been up for almost 48 hours. I got up yesterday morning at 6:30, and I've been up ever since. Do you feel sorry for me?
No, I feel like you're not doing a good job. You can't possibly be as alert or as productive after being up 48 hours. You just can't. You're probably doing shitty work right now.
I don't know. I'm not.
Are you doing the best work you could possibly do, Frank?
I'm Yeah, of course. I don't do anything less than that. I don't submit my name. I don't write my name on something unless it's 110%.
He'll put someone else's name on it when he fucks it all.
You just write, when he does a shitty Photoshop, he writes Steve on it. Frank, you know you're not putting in productive hours. That's what I want. That's what I want to just relate to you. You've been up 48 hours, no sleep, no naps whatsoever.
Nothing.
Constant work.
Well, I was on the road all day today. Yeah, I mean, whether it's paperwork or on the road, what happens? I had to do a particular report, and it took me 12 hours to do one report. So it fucked me up all day yesterday. So I had to make up for it. I had to stay up all last night in order to finish two more reports.
A report took you 12 hours.
A particular report took me 12 hours. Yes.
Jesus Christ. And how many reports do you typically need to do in a day?
There's no quota.
How many new reports do you requests for reports do you receive in a day?
It varies. Sometimes
on average, do you get six on a typical day?
No, I mean some days I can get none. Some days I can get seven. Sometimes I can get two. Sometimes I can get one. Sometimes I can get 15.
Okay, so let's say three.
Right. Usually it takes me about maybe four or five hours to put a particular report in. But this one took me 12 fucking hours.
Frank, when you type at your keyboard,
a full day's worth of work for a third of the shit coming to you.
No, they gave me a higher fee for this one.
Interesting. So, Frank, why don't you just sleep though? Like, I don't fucking get. Why can't you keep normal hours?
Stay up because it took me so long on that one report. I had to finish two reports by the morning, so I had to stay up all night in order to finish them. I'm thinking about taking cocaine because the cocaine makes you stay up, makes you not sleep. Or isn't that correct? Cocaine?
You're already on Adderall, Frank. You're already on fucking Adderall.
I'm on Adderall and Zoloft.
Yeah, you don't need
cocaine. You don't fucking need it.
Steven, have you ever taken cocaine before?
No.
Steve, he's
gonna. Ken has.
Steve, yeah, I've never taken drugs, Frank. You fucking idiot. Cocaine. Yeah, I'm a huge cocaine addict.
I am not Italian.
Wait, you think that just only Italians do coke?
Yes. Italians and Cubans.
Ken, have you ever seen cocaine in person?
No.
Like, have you ever seen it in person?
I never have. And I know people that do it. I know people that have done it. I've never seen it.
I've seen it many times, but I'm not going to do that shit.
Did you say no, go and tell?
No, my motto is no white drugs.
Interesting. No white drugs.
Which is pretty much all pills, cocaine, crack. I don't know what color heroin is. Isn't that like brown?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Yeah, what it looks like Frank's fucking tired loads, just fucking sluggish and mustardy yellow or something. I don't know.
I didn't take a dump today.
You did? Oh, congratulations.
I did not.
Oh, wait, you didn't? You're backed up, huh?
No, I don't mind not taking a dump because it saves me time in the day.
Yeah, but you're going to have to take it eventually, Frank. It just doesn't dissolve.
Like, oh, FYI, 1.3 million on Temple Run. 1.3 million pointers. 1.3.
How long did that take you to play?
How many games until I got that?
No. How long was that particular game?
I'll tell you how many games it took me to get that.
I don't care. No, I don't care. I want to know how long was that particular 1.3 million game?
Oh, I don't know. 4 minutes?
Shut the fuck up. 4 minutes.
It's 4 minutes, you fuck. It's a racing game, you twat.
I played that game for fucking 3 minutes and got 30,000 points.
Yes, but once you get more points, you can buy speed-up boosters.
Oh, oops. So that's how you got it. You bought little items.
If you go to the store, and if you get different power-ups, Jack White.
Interesting.
Jack White.
Interesting. You're so talented at it that you had to buy little power-up items.
I didn't buy anything.
You cheated, Frank. You fucking cheated.
I didn't buy anything.
What did you buy? You said you could buy that, and it made you fast.
No, if you go to the store and there's power ups, and when you get a certain amount of points, you can get different power ups. But I didn't cost me any money.
So you think you're better than me? I played the same 4 minutes.
Oh, I will kick your ass.
But I played the same 4 minutes. I didn't purchase any items. So I'm doing better than you.
Either it's like whatever. Go to the, I'm using the term store not in the sense of
I didn't use any power-ups, Frank, and I played 4 minutes. Let's see you do that. Oh, you can't. You've already tainted your whole goddamn game.
Whatever.
What do you like about that failure?
Fine.
Hi, failure.
Let's just say fuckface. I've played a total of
Steve, be the judge. Is Frank cheating by using power-ups in the
cheating.
Game? Is
if
he cheating by using power-ups?
You're entitled to once you get a certain amount of coins, dummy.
Is he cheating?
No. I'm not. Once you get a certain amount of
fuck
coins...
Fuck the both of you, then. Fuck the both of you.
I'm going to say no, because... All right, here's the thing. Like, that's a game for score, and there's, like, things like in Bejeweled Blitz, like, you get boosts.
Oh, yeah. In Bejeweled... Yeah, you get the little cat thing. Yeah. You tell me that you're better than me because you got a little cat moon, and you get fucking 5 million points out of it? You rotten fucks. Oh, look at my high score. Oh, you got 37 million exploding bomb fucking power-ups. You're so good at the game. Fuck power-ups. Fuck in-game purchases. It, you know what it makes? It makes people... The reason you're playing this game is you want to be the best at it. And that's why you use all these fucking little power-ups. And that's why you put down a credit
you're
card
an
number.
Idiot. These are power-ups you're entitled to. Once you accumulate a certain amount of coins...
You don't pay money.
It entitles you to get these power-ups, you dummy.
Oh, I guess I'm a dummy then, huh?
Yeah, you're a big dummy.
You're an asshole.
I'm not
you're an asshole.
Facebook money.
You're an asshole who stays up 48 hours and wastes fucking...
That's not my record. My record is 52 hours.
And wastes, I would say, an hour a day playing this fucking zombie game.
Hours you've been up, Ken. Seriously. I'll cut it hitting aside, then I'll ask Steven the same question.
It's less than 30.
What about you, Steven? What's the most hours you've been up nonstop?
I know I've done 48 because that's just an all nighter, and you know, staying up all day, having an all nighter, staying up all day.
Ken, I would like you to
probably around 50. I'd say 50.
Have a sleep deprivation contest with you.
With me?
See, no, but hold on, Frank.
No one wants to have that contest.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Steve. He's not cheating. He's just earned these Adderall power ups. So, you know, he'll beat me.
Yeah, you are on Adderall and Zoloft.
He's to do with anything.
He's earned these Adderall power-ups, so naturally he's going to perform much better than me. We're not playing on an even field.
Adderall doesn't make you stay up.
He can't say he's better than me at the zombie game because I don't get any power-ups. I don't fucking use them. I play vanilla, nigga. What you going to do, son? OG game. No
Wait,
fucking power-ups. I play it out of the box. Shrink wrap off, motherfucker.
Dude, Adderall keeps you up.
You want to have an awake contest?
How
with
would
me?
You know?
Cause that people like Steve used to do it in college to stay awake to do their papers. So Frank, you can't compete. The commission would see that your urine is tainted, and they would bar you from competing in any awake contest. You're on a controlled substance.
You know, it's an amphetamine.
Controlled substances.
You're on amphetamines.
Adderall's an amphetamine.
How about this? Do you think you could do a longer spree cast than me?
What?
Do you think you could do a longer spree cast than me?
No.
I know someone who can.
It's an exercise in being awake, basically. Tommy Pantera has done 13 and a half hours. Do you think you could do a spree cast longer than that?
No. I mean, I could put a camera on me and have it stare at me for 13 hours, but I'm not going to fucking do anything.
Frank's going to be asleep eating Cheetos in his
Yeah, drink. One time I slept on... Remember, Ken, you recorded me sleeping on camera one time?
No, hold on. Don't say I recorded you.
You
like
recorded
I stood
I
there
sleeping.
With a tripod and said, okay, go easy. Go easy, sleep. Sleepy time. La 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 la. No, you fucking turned a webcam on and recorded yourself sleeping. Like some fucking creep. That was the creepiest things ever. Ugh.
Yeah, you put fucking music to it and put it all over the fucking place.
It was a good song.
Because that's what you're
dreaming.
To do when you have that kind of video.
I'm dreaming of you. Oh, it was so good. Had to speed it up. Your eyes fucking roll back.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah, what made you think of that? What made you?
I always wanted to see myself sleeping. And I did. Now I know I did.
See, is that something like maybe on your bucket list things you wanted to do?
Actually, that was one of the bucket list things to see myself sleeping.
Steve, do you have any kind of a bucket list things that you want to do before you die? I know this is a very like passé kind of thing to talk about. But do you have any goals that you want to accomplish before you die?
I have places I want to go. I don't know about, like, oh, bungee jumping or skydiving or, like, a specific activity.
So, like, what's the number one place? What's the number one place you'd want to go to?
I'd say it's a three-way toss-up between Germany, Japan, and Australia.
Why is it that when I say give me one place, you can't just tell me fucking Australia and then be good with it? Like, you really are that torn between the three places. You have to give me a three-way tie.
I'd say number one would be Japan.
Sure. So you want to go to Japan. I bet you a lot of people have that on their list. I bet, Frank, wouldn't you agree? A lot of people have, I want to see Asia before I die, right? You would agree?
I suppose. It's not on my list.
Well, now, on your list, you have a very different set of things. And now, I know there's an episode of The Awful Hour. I know there was an episode of The Awful Hour where they kind of did this, where they kind of came up with their own list of things that they wanted to do, and they were very specific, very different things. But, Frank, you've had this list for some time, and it's unique.
It's not that unique.
It's pretty unique. Nobody really wants to do any of the shit that's on your list. No, like, even like, some people barely do it, and they get paid for it. Like, for example, give me an example from your list of things you want to do before you die.
Well, are you familiar with land surveyors?
These are the guys that do grading of land. Like, I bet you Clayton probably does a fair bit of this.
Well, they have this instrument they look into when they do their surveying, and I always wanted to look inside and see what they're looking at, and I did that. And that was one of them.
Wait, that was a thing on the list?
Yeah.
Just to look through the scope thing?
Look through the scope, yeah.
George Washington.
And you said you accomplished it?
Yeah. I pulled over to the side and says, can I look in through there? And he goes, go ahead. And all it does is look like you're looking through a fucking microscope.
So you're driving down a highway, and you fucking pull over and run to the guy and say, let me look at that. And the guy goes, okay. And you go, thank you. And you leave. And then did you have to write it down and then cross it off instantly because you just kind of thought of it?
No. It's something that I always wanted. I always wanted to, when you go to the doctors and he takes that thing and looks in your ear.
Yeah.
I would like to see what he's looking at. I would like to look in somebody's ear to see how far that thing actually looks in the ear. Wouldn't you? Aren't you curious? Say you're not.
I think... Wow, I'm sorry. I didn't think you would defend this so much.
Because it's not like it's this long tubular thing. It's a small little short thing, and he sticks it in your ear, and he can see all the way into your fucking head. I would like to see what it looks like.
That might be a fun thing.
I would say, I don't know about a bucket list thing. I don't think my life would not be complete if I had never seen it.
But you know what this is? This isn't about life being complete. This is about accomplishing more of a bucket list than anybody else. I personally think your concept of a list is just to achieve more than other people. You just pick all these easy fucking mundane things and do them.
Well, who says a bucket list has to be something crazy excited?
Steve had it right. It's a list of things that you feel your life would be incomplete if you didn't do them.
Yeah.
Your life would feel incomplete if you didn't look at... And whose fucking ear are you going to look at? He's not going to let you take it home for the weekend. You're going to have to look in his ear.
I don't have enough nerve to say, doctor, can I look in your ear to see what it looks like?
Why don't you? You should.
I don't have enough nerve because...
My doctor
doesn't have a lot of bedside manner.
Is it a man?
Yeah, he's a guy.
How old?
Oh, I don't know. 50s, early 60s.
So younger than you?
Yeah.
Same age.
This is the doctor who asked me what dosage of Adderall I wanted.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I pretty much wrote my own fucking prescription, for crying out loud.
You should have just said
what's his name?
1,000 milligrams.
I will not give that information out.
Interesting.
This guy sounds like a very...
Yeah, a few people in the chat room are requesting this doctor's number. Among them, Alien Skies and Barb. They really want this dude's number. By the way, if you're listening live and you're not in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, well, you are missing out. You should go there every Tuesday night and for every Wednesday night for Hate Us Talk and every Monday night for Best in Show Radio. Geeks of Rage Show, you may as well just download it and be by yourself in the chat room because they don't do a live show. But it would be a nice gesture if you just showed up, said, where is everybody, and then left. So HearUsTalk.com, very, very good shows. Come up with a bucket list. You know what my bucket list is? It's to hear the next episode of Geeks of Rage. That's a very achievable goal. Actually, Frank, another thing on my bucket list? To get everybody who listens to this to sign up for ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Go there and sign up today. Try it out, even. You might enjoy it. You might meet a lifelong friend. And they don't have to be where you are. They don't have to be in your county or on your street. They can be from any goddamn place. And you can just turn your little cam on, show your fucking grin, and see their stupid face, and say stupid things to it. Like, tell them they're pretty when they're ugly. And you see their dumb little screenshot, and they type their dumb little fucking thing, and it's a goddamn blast. ICU2.com, proud sponsor of Heroes Talk. Please go there, sign up, and let them know you heard about it right here. Frank, what are you going to accomplish next on your list?
Well, I mean,
you're being opportunistic with this? Like, as you see it, you just pull over and do it?
Right.
I've always wanted to pick up cheeseburger and cheese.
I always wanted to shear a sheep.
What?
I always wanted to shear a sheep.
You should go to Rutgers, New Brunswick, Cook campus, and probably try that out.
I'm fascinated with matted dogs and matted sheep.
Well, matted dogs and sheep? Why?
Because I want to see what – like sometimes you'll watch these shows where they take the dog that's been abandoned or whatever, and it's very matted and it's urine-soaked. It's and they take it off. They'll take off the fur in like one fell swoop. They'll cut. You know what I'm saying? It'll look like a blanket.
Oh, yeah. So you have like a dog skin rug,
right?
That you just lay out.
And I want to experience that. I want to be able to. I enjoy watching those types of videos.
Interesting. I think you can get that done. I mean, you know what? Why don't you adopt a rescue dog, neglect him, and then get a couple of shears and just give it a go.
Leave him outside for a good 5-6 months.
I mean, as bad as you might treat him, it's probably fucking heaven compared to wherever they were, whatever radiator they were tied to.
You can still feed him daily. He'll get really matted. Just leave him outside.
I was on a site called Pet Finder. You ever go on Pet Finder, Frank?
I may have.
I went on Pet Finder and
it matches the right pet for you, right?
Is that what you're pretty? I was on there looking at dogs, and I saw that. One of the dogs was swung around by its back legs, and an officer stopped mean kids before they set it on fire. Like, you know how bad you could treat that dog and still be an angel to it? Like, do you know how much shit you could do to that fucking animal and still be its fucking savior? Frank, you should do this. You could absolutely adopt a dog, let it get matted, and make your own little rugs every 6 months. And eventually you'd have a whole fucking throw. You just stitch it together. Why are you on Pet Finder, Frank? You looking for a replacement?
I'm not on a Pet Finder. Are you looking for a replacement?
Not a replacement.
A supplement?
A friend?
You're looking for a supplement for your dog?
I might be looking for a pal.
Really?
I might be looking for a pal for Teddy.
Wow, interesting. Very interesting. You're taking old Frankie Boy's advice.
Maybe. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. You better give that Teddy some something to calm that son of a bitch down.
What do you mean? Like,
he's still rambunctious, and he's not even a puppy anymore.
He is. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. Oh, by the way, Steve, Frank stopped by my place because he was looking at a house nearby, and we went to a Mexican place to eat. And he got to see Teddy, and Teddy didn't like him at all. Not one fucking bit. He stripped his fucking teeth.
Really? You gave him like the
he stripped his teeth. He was snapping.
Hand in my face look.
Yeah. Oh God, I'm getting fucking stuffy nose. I'm getting a fucking stuffy goddamn nose. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Steve, hot sauce.
We were talking. What do you mean hot sauce? What are you talking about?
Eat a lot of hot sauce. Clear you out.
Yeah, you think that's it?
I think hot sauce is a very good remedy, better than like menthol eucalyptus or whatever.
You know what I do with hot sauce? Or is if I have a stuffy nose, I'll smell hot sauce and it'll make me sneeze.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean, I'm at the point where now my sinuses are saturated and it's pouring down the back of my fucking throat.
Are you a nose drops user?
No, I don't do that shit. I sniffle and I wipe. I make disgusting noises like
this.
What
are you, this. Fucking Cindy Brady?
I make terrible noises like that.
Why don't you just pop the loogie and spit it out?
And I wipe my nose. It's fucking hideous, man. I need a tissue. I need something to fucking get rid of this shit in. I'm about to take a piece of paper and just do
it. Better out than in. God. Always better out than in.
You know, I just actually was reminded of something, and it has nothing to do with nose drippings or anything like that.
I was going to say Clayton.
Do you remember the story from earlier about the development work? The guy who told me he had done development work and expected me to know everything that was done to it. Frequently, he'll ask me questions throughout the day. I've discussed this guy a lot throughout the shows. And he came over to my desk and said, I need to do something. I don't know how to do it. And I'm like, okay, I'll show you. He's like, let me go get my chair. Comes over, wheels his chair, sits uncomfortably close. The arm of his chair is on top of the arm of my chair. He's that close to me. And I'm doing the show. I'm like, okay, you do this, you do that. And all of a sudden, I just start hearing this. I hear, the dude was humming Sunshine Go Away. And it was all I could do not to fucking just burst out laughing. The dude was humming a fucking song while I'm showing him how to do something. Frank, has this ever happened to you? Has anybody fucking hummed near you?
I think it's a good song, and I would have joined in. That's a wonderful song. It's a very uplifting song.
Stop
I don't,
humming!
Sunshine, go away. I don't feel sunshine. Much like I don't Absol- feel much I, like dancing.
I've sung that and hummed that to myself numerous times.
Can I hear it? Can you give it a go right now, please?
I don't feel much like singing, yeah.
If he sang it, it would have been better than like the way he was putting his fucking... Like, he was putting, like, some Marvin Gaye soul into the hum. Like that. It was pretty fucking weird, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, I mean, you know the song. Steve, have you heard this song?
Yeah.
How the fuck has Walter not heard this?
Sunshine Day.
Well, Walter also never heard of Marmalade.
That's not the right song.
No,
he never heard of Marmalade, and he never heard of fucking chicken franchise. So come on,
wait, he's never heard of chicken franchise.
No,
never heard of chicken franchise
or Marmalade
in my entire life.
Oh, fuck. Here, I think I have it here. Why is it that every old song is just a video of some dude playing a record?
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man.
So you take the control, you drag it over, you make sure that you set the text. But here's the thing, you have to anchor it to the top and left. Wait. Top and left only. Are you listening to me? Absolutely hideous. And I've never felt more uncomfortable in my life. Trying to explain something to somebody, and he's humming this song. It was absolutely fucking crazy. I'm sorry. A little sidetrack there, Steve. Steve, you had something you wanted to talk about today. I guess along the same vein of the mulch smell, it being spring and all, I guess you've gotten outside a little more. You're adventuring. You're trying new things that you haven't done in a long time.
New things.
What did you? You're doing some outdoor activities.
I was fishing. Gone fishing.
So you went fishing, and what is this, the first time you've gone fishing in a while?
No, just since last spring, I guess. No,
Steve, do you have your own fishing poles?
Yeah, I got 6 fishing poles.
I'll be right back. You guys,
a new one every year.
I'll be right back. You guys,
Steve, I would like to, and I hope this doesn't sound forward, but I would like to... Maybe go fishing with you one day. That's not something I've never done before, and that's part of my bucket list.
To go fishing?
Yes.
You've never just gone fishing? You never had a fishing pole and put a worm on through
no,
to
no,
a lake?
Never.
And where did you grow up?
In New Jersey.
And you're still in New Jersey?
Yeah. I'm not the outdoors type, my friend.
I mean, do you go outside of your house? I mean,
a simple yes or no will resolve this. No, can I go fishing with you one day?
Yes.
It's a yes or no.
Get a New Jersey fishing license. You can come.
No, I don't need a license. I just want to go fishing.
Well, you need a license.
I'm not going to. I don't eat fish. I don't like fish.
All right. I guess I could let you sit next to me and hold the pole for a little bit.
Are you going to go in a boat?
What are we talking about, guys?
No, I shore fish.
What are we
no
talking
boat.
About, guys?
What the fuck does that mean, shore fish? I don't know what that even means.
That means not going on a boat.
You sit there in your fucking wading boots?
No, you don't wade. You just sit on the shoreline and you cast into the
water. What town were you in when you fished today? If you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
Amaris County Lake.
Interesting.
Okay. Bud Lake?
So Close enough. Bud Lake. Let's say Bud Lake.
So let me ask you this, Steve. Why did you want to talk about fishing?
Well, there's just like something weird about fishing when, like, you know, you're either getting there and you're walking around the lake and you have fishing poles and there's another fisherman. And everybody is just like, they need to strike up a conversation with you. Everyone needs to, for some reason.
I fucking hate when people want to talk to me.
Now, this is the first time that I've ever been thankful to pass someone from the younger generation, because they're just like, what's up? They're like fishing there. You know, the kid's like 20, 25 years old. He walks past, he's like, what's up? I'm like, yo. And that was it. Yo, everybody else that was fishing at the lake today, there was at least 7 people there. And like, age range, I'd say 30 to 70. Like 6 other guys. And they were all like, hey, how's it going? How's your luck going out there? You catch anything? What's it like this year? And this one dude, I swear to God, like when I fish, I need like a wide berth. I need like at least 20 feet, you know, on either side. And this is a huge lake. I'd say it's at least a mile around the lake.
Okay.
So some dude sees me fishing and he like, it's lower than like the path around the lake. So like you're walking around the path around the lake. See someone fishing, you have to walk down like 3 feet and like forward 10 feet till it gets to where the fishing spot is. And the guy just stood right next to me and just started fishing and talking to me. Like, I've never met this guy in my life. It's very weird. That seems very weird to me. Like,
so a guy talking to you is weird.
Well, I mean, no, he did the equivalent of at the movies. If you secure a couple seats around you, the guy sits right next to you. Or at the urinal, there's 17 urinals. He decides to be the one right next to you.
Think that's nice, what it's like. It's like the urinal. It's like the urinals.
You think it's nice, Frank?
It's nice because in today's society, everybody's always angry at each other. I think it's nice to have you know somebody who wants to have a conversation.
Do you go fishing often, Frank?
No, I was just telling Steve I would like to go fishing with him one day.
You should. Why don't we all go fishing, Frank?
Fishing expedition.
Do you want to do that? The three of us, we go fishing?
Sure. Everybody can go.
Clayton wants to come.
Well, Clayton would have to fucking fly here to do it. And he would be goddamn bored as shit. Okay. Oh, if he does come up, you know what? We'll all go fucking fishing.
I'm sure Clayton would take time out during his trip to fish in New Jersey.
See, I know that Frank really wants to fish. But the problem is, Frank.
I'm not cutting up worms as bait.
Yeah, the problem is Frank doesn't know how to bait a hook.
I heard you had to drive him home after 2 umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius, cause he's in being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff.
Yeah.
Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. Sounds like
here it is. Sing it.
He can't even bait a hook. He can't even steal a book.
All right, enough of that shit. God damn it. But Frank, the fact remains, you wouldn't bait your own hook.
I would use one of those rubber ones or those things.
Good luck catching anything.
About to say, Frank, you can come.
I'm not gonna use a fucking worm.
Why not? You're not a fucking Buddhist. You eat goddamn diner sandwiches. Stop acting as if you can't kill anything, Frank.
I'll, No, no.
You fucking eat ground up animals all day.
I'm squeamish toward worms. I've always been squeamish toward worms.
As long as it's processed like 17 times, I'll eat it.
What if you just got little feeder fish? Like little
yeah, that's fine.
Minnows. What if you got minnows?
That's fine.
You would be able to put a live minnow on a hook.
It's the worms that I have a phobia of worms. I think I've mentioned that to you in the past before. I have a fear of worms.
What if you're standing near some? Okay, it's so nice that somebody comes up next to you and starts fishing. What if some guy comes next to you with you and your minnow bucket, and he starts just cutting worms up and putting them in a hook right next to your fucking face?
As long as I'm not touching them, it's fine.
Okay. I think that we got to do this.
You don't cut the worm up. You don't cut the worm up. You just put the whole worm on the hook.
See, but I like to do it the right way, though. I'd like to do it on a boat.
How is it the right way? How is that?
I want to go in the middle of the water, in the middle of fucking Bud Lake, in fucking Mount Olive, New Jersey, and fucking do it.
Yeah, Frank.
I don't have a boat on Bud Lake.
What?
You have to have a boat on the body of water that you've chosen. It's not just like you just
unless
pull
you have
the boat,
a boat
out.
On a trailer ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to buy a rowboat, go ahead, by all means. I mean, if we go fishing, it's going to be off the fucking shore.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you don't even fish. Like, you can't be fucking, you can't be choosy.
No, listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. My son Luke has been asking me numerous times to go fishing.
Yeah,
so I want to know if I can go with you guys just one time to learn how to do it. This way I can take him in the future.
Oh.
Here's the thing. You have to sign a release that we have full access to video this. And that we'll be completely held harmless for anything that happens to you. If you happen to hook your own mouth when you cast, we're not liable. None of that. Yeah. You really want to do this, Frank?
I swear on my father's grave.
Okay. Well, you know what, Steve? Are you willing to do it?
I swear on my father's grave that I will teach Frank how to fish.
Do you have an extra pole?
I have 6 poles.
Okay, we're good then. Steve, you bring 3 poles and some lures, and I'll bring worms, and we can do this.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Because you know what, Frank? You got to get over that worm shit. Because anytime a cartoon teaches a kid about fishing...
No, we could use those feeder fish like you were mentioning.
Yeah, but then your son's going to think you're a fucking pussy. Like, Dad, why don't we use worms?
You know, they actually have vending machines with live
bait. And squeamish. Yeah, they do. They do have that. But you should just get night crawlers. Like, are you... What's worse for you? Night crawlers or just regular worms? Have you ever
seen... I don't like worms in period.
Have you ever seen a night crawler? That's like almost a foot-long worm.
Whatever.
They're fucking huge.
Frank has no idea about, like, fishing bait.
Yeah.
Frank, I dare you. I dare you right now to go Wikipedia sandworms. Because sandworms are the saltwater bait worm that you use. Because night crawlers are for freshwater. And then sandworms are for saltwater. But sandworms have, like, little hooked talons that come out of, like, the top of, like...
Do you eat the fish you catch...
No. We're from New Jersey. We're not from fucking... We're not Tommy Pantera out in the goddamn Crystal Springs of Colorado. We have decades of hairspray and garbage and piss. People that just openly piss.
We have Revlon.
People that chew entire packs of Hubba Bubba, blow a bubble and just float it out into the goddamn lake. There is something that kids actively do. Which is just to spray paint into the water until they make a fucking Krylon pancake. People don't give a shit about the water up here. There is no eating of fish that you catch in New Jersey. No fucking way. Why? Would you eat it?
I wouldn't eat it because it's using the worms as bait, so I don't want to have I don't eat fish, period, so it doesn't matter.
Wait. You use worms as bait. So you can't eat the fish.
Yeah. No, because the fish is eating the worm. So then the worm parts are in the fish's mouth.
So your son says, why are we using worms?
The mouth and stomach.
Here's what I want to know, Frank.
I don't eat fish anyway. What does it make?
Here's what I want to know. Your son really wants to go fishing, right? Little Luke wants to go fishing.
Right.
Lukey.
You take him out and he says, why aren't we using worms? What do you say?
He doesn't even know that he's supposed to use worms.
Yes, he does. I guarantee you he does.
Oh, he doesn't know anything.
It's the fucking first thing. There's cartoons of a worm on a hook. What if he says that to you? What would you say? Because I'm a huge bald pussy.
Minnows is better.
Minnows better, but I want to use worms. I heard that.
We'll procrast that for you and check. Sure.
And then what would you say? You're gonna either way you do it, you're gonna end up with him thinking you're a complete bitch for being scared of worms. Whatever. Do you realize that I've spent more hours looking for worms as a kid than being scared of anything?
Flip over a rock, man. We're gonna get worms, grubs. Who cares? Throw them in there.
Yeah, leftover. London broil, leftover fucking hot dogs, whatever you have, corn, put them on a goddamn hook. And yep. The worst
hot dogs, bagels.
The worst would be though, like there'd be people like catching sunnies and then like putting them in a bucket and driving home with them. Oh,
people, you know what? Illegal now.
Oh, you can't eat sunnies anymore.
Sunnies are an endangered species.
What?
Bluegills, pumpkin seeds, and
they're endangered.
Yeah, like three of the five types of sunnies in New Jersey are endangered. I know bluegills are, pumpkin seeds are, and there's like three other species, and one of them is endangered too.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I remember killing a couple. Actually, it's really not that amazing. Actually, though, you would catch a sunny every other time you caught something.
And you'd be so pissed.
He caught a sunny. You would see how far you could kick it. And I remember hearing from one of my friends that their cousin did that and got the fin stuck in their foot.
You know what happened? You know what me and my friend used to do? Like, there was a, basically, like I was saying before, like, you would go down 3 feet to get to our lake. And then you would go, like, forward 5 feet and you'd be fishing.
Yeah.
What we do is catch sunnies. And at one part of the lake, on one edge of the lake, it was kind of square. One side, it was a road that divided it. We'd catch a sunny, and we would just flip the sunny backwards, like, hard. So, like, break the jaw and just go flying into the road. Then we hear a pop, because trucks went down the road to the engineering place right down this place. We'd hear them pop on the road. We'd just be throwing sunnies on the road. We'd be like, fuck this fucking sunny. It was so, you know, it was. So something else would hit our bait instead of the sunnies.
Jesus. Frank, I get the sense that you're impatient here.
Yeah, I gotta...
What's the matter? You're not gonna hang out after the show? You're not gonna hang out after the show?
No, it's usually an hour long, and you guys do your Spreecast thing, right? Yeah. Oh, by the way, is it possible to simulcast on Spreecast and this at the same time or no?
Yeah, we might be able to do that. Do you want to do some Spreecast after this broadcast? Are you going to be available for it? Because there's people here that want to see you in fucking Spreecast.
No, no,
will you do it after the show, yes or no?
I don't know. Maybe I'll listen for a few minutes, but I don't know if I can stay there for very long.
You'll fucking hang out there and you'll goddamn like
it. Why can't you, next week, you simulcast, Spreecast, and you should be at the same time? Is that something you can consider?
We'll see. I'll try it out. I know you love Spreecast.
We'll do it.
We're actually, I think that...
I'll do it.
Here's what we're going to do, is I'm going to supplement this podcast with a Spreecast show starring Frank, and I'm going to be the co-host. Frank is going to lead the show, and I'm going to be the co-host. What do you think of that, Frank?
That's not going to work.
It's going to be the Germ Freak show
on Spreecast.
I really want that to happen. Why won't you do it?
Because I don't. I'm not. I don't have that talent.
You do. You absolutely do. Shut the fuck up.
Frank. You know what, Frank? As much as I put you down, you have the ability to run a show.
See, because this is an idea.
I really don't.
This is an idea that I got while listening to Hate Us Talk, where they're going to be doing some of their Bug Zapper Radio, you know, their programs where they get all their friends together. They're going to be doing that on Spreecast as a supplement to the Hate Us Talk podcast. And I think it's a great idea. You can seize a lot of people there.
It's awesome.
You can attract a lot of listeners. So what I'm saying is, Frank, you've always been second or even third banana on this fucking show. Why don't you be top dog for once? Host your own fucking Spreecast. I'll be the goddamn sidekick.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, that means no. That means no.
I'll think about it. You know, I really don't have much time in the day. You know what I'm saying?
You have a... How the fuck do you not have enough time? What do you do?
I work. I support my family.
My family.
Oh, my God. Development management. Development.
And none of you people talking right now will ever, ever know the pressure that I'm under. Never.
How about this?
Kids,
how about this?
You have a family.
You don't know what the fuck pressure I'm under. You don't know what the fucking world by its fucking balls. You don't know what pressure is, Frank.
You don't know. You have pressure.
You don't know the pressure of anybody else except the pressure you manufacture in your own fucking tired brain.
Unless you are unless you have children and a wife and a mortgage, you have no fucking pressure.
How about this? Walter Sobchak has an entire fucking brood of children.
Right, but he lives where you can buy a fucking 3,000 square foot house for $150,000, for Christ's sake.
Doesn't mean he's under any less pressure than you, Frank. He's got a family just like you have. He's got a career he's got to worry about. We all have our fucking things. Just because we don't have kids, or we do have kids, or we don't have enough kids, it's not good enough for you, right? Is that what it is?
No shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys, listen. I enjoyed my time with you.
Are you saying that? Wait, I'm sorry. You said I'll never know the pressure that you know? Are you just saying that? Did you just say I'll never have kids?
I says until you have kids, you'll never know the pressure I have.
Okay, so when I do have kids, then I'll know the pressure that you have?
Right.
So just having kids is boundless pressure.
Dude, I'm responsible for fucking four people from my house.
What?
Four people from my house.
Frank. Donna is the heart and soul of that operation.
Right, but she's not the breadwinner.
She's getting close.
I don't think so. Whatever.
Let's just say this.
Yeah, let's just wrap this up.
No, let's just say this, Frank. You bring it on yourself. You have this fucking pity party. Like, ooh.
So you walk today in my shoes, my friend?
My feet would melt.
My feet stink so fucking bad right now. I have sneakers on. They're tied tight, and I can still smell my fucking feet.
If I walked a mile in Frank's shoes, I'd get athlete's foot.
Yeah. If I walked a mile in your shoes, I would probably get tired a lot and eat a lot of chips. I'm fucking with you, Frank. You know what? I gotta say, I really appreciate you being a part of this and having a good sense of humor. And I think that your whole "I'm under pressure" thing is a construct of your twisted brain. And I hope that one day it straightens out for you.
Thank you.
Me too, Frank. I'm all for you.
Why don't we wrap
fishing
this
trip? Fishing trip. Soon.
Fishing trip coming soon. Trip.
No. I don't know if I'm totally being sincere about this. I don't know if you guys.
Unlike the thing on Spreecast that we're gonna do, right?
I saw my dad's grave.
Yeah.
Did you, Frank?
Okay.
Yes, I did too.
Spreecast after the show, immediately following this. Spreecast.com. Steve and I, and hopefully Jeremy Frink will be there. We hope to see you, your faces, and the things that you type to us. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Hate Us Talk tomorrow night, live on HearUsTalk.com. Woo! Download and subscribe to all these podcasts, especially Geeks of Rage and Best in Show. And obviously, you've already subscribed to Hate Us Talk and this fine podcast. It's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you very much for listening. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say tonight?
Gone fishing with Frank.
Wonderful. Thank you.